So on this show, we talk about IoT, we talk about cloud devices, we talk about the ability for consumers to access these kind of devices at a low price point. And while we can agree that some companies do it better than most, a lot can agree that Apple is doing it a little bit better. Because of this, the latest product they've launched for this year, for the earlier part of 2021, which is called AirTag, is something that a lot of people are already anticipating. This rival style, for instance, which is not a big thing in Malaysia, but at the same time, it's around. You can get it at Shopee for $150 or so, or Lazada. And the issue here is why? Why is Apple doing this? It's clear that Apple is making a big push towards wearable devices, and Apple is trying to also bring about that idea of connectivity across all your analog devices. So AirTag, if you've never heard of it, is the device that you put on your items like your key fob or your bag, or inside your car, quite literally, so that you can find your car in a parking lot easier, and it can easily be found on your iOS devices. The product is actually quite minimal. This is about it. I guess this, I just opened this box, and this is it. There's nothing else to it. Unboxing it, items are quite minimal. They're bringing down all the environmental impact of it. As per their trend for the past year or so, if you recall, the latest iPhone also loses some of the items inside the normal or traditional items that they normally put inside an iPhone box, bringing it down even smaller. When you open it, there's a plastic wrapping of the AirTag, and if you pull the tab and the battery circuits close, immediately it pops up or it activates. The device. If you have an iPhone running on iOS 14.5 or later, we are currently at 14.6, it enables you to immediately register the AirTag. The size is quite thick. You can't put it in a wallet, for instance, but at the same time, you can put it on a keychain and you can make it work with all the other things that you want to think about when you want to find it later on. Things like your handbag, your backpack, those kind of stuff fits nicely in there. And you know, I've always wondered why we want to have a keychain allocated to it. Why not just hide it inside the bag? It's because we want people to help you find it. And that's why when you have these loops that you can put on your knapsack or your backpack, it enables you to alert other people in case you yourself find another AirTag around. So that you can help people find it. So what you do is you go through the Find My app, try to look at it there, and then you can connect to locating found devices there as well. AirTag is retailing at 129 ringgit in Malaysia. We don't have that buy for a pack item like we see in other countries. And that's because in Malaysia, it seems like the regulator requires each and every single tracking device or electronic device to be registered individually. So perhaps the reason why Apple's can't sell four to a pack is because of those kind of limitations. But in the meantime, you have to just buy it individually. AirTag is IP67 certified. So in case it gets some rain, water spills on it, it's perfectly fine. And of course, it is running on the traditional CR2032 Panasonic battery given. But of course, any CR2032 batteries that you can easily get on the shop can easily be found. So the battery lasts about 1 year. And there's an indicator on the Find My app on the battery health of the AirTag in case you forget to replace the batteries on it. Now, the question is, what do you do with the AirTag? The way I look at it is there are three things that you need to think about when you want to buy an AirTag. The first is if you misplace things around the house. If you misplace things around the house, you can easily locate it using the proximity and precision sensor. It works just fine, but the trigger range is, of course, the Bluetooth range, which is about 20 to 30 feet. Maybe you can go further if there's no restrictions on it. And if you think about how to locate it very well, I think it's just fine. Here's a demo of me doing it. You know, you can easily locate it. You find your keys or your bag or anything that you want to find always, constantly, all the time. You can easily find it there. The second thing that you need to think about is, what happens if it's far away? For instance, you left your keys at the office, or something that is movable, like a train or a bus. Now, as it moves away from you, it alerts you on your iPhone, and you can key in locate my device. And if another person uses an iOS and scans it for you, you can alert the person by giving a notification tag there. Now, we've done this countless of times using the traditional pen and paper. We're now digitizing it. That's about it. And of course, it works with an Android device as well. Just bring it up close to the Android device and you can see the note that you left behind. That's not the issue here. I think it's common sense. People can find it. And of course, you want it to be seen. That's why Apple is, of course, selling the bag loops together with the AirTags. There's plenty of third-party options when it comes to keychains, key fobs, loops. I just did a quick check on Shopee. These are the items that you can find there. Everything is cheap, but you can go really, really expensive. The Hermes, for instance, goes up to, you know, over 1,000 ringgit if that is your choice. But the third thing that I want to highlight is, of course, the malicious element of it. If you think you can track somebody by just dropping this in their car or leaving it at their home or any of that sort, it's not going to be that easy. Apple, of course, talks about privacy every single time. And this device functions to that philosophy as well. It highlights the fact that if you are far away from your device, and if this is in a car, for instance, and you dropped it in the person maliciously because you want to track that person, and you're not at that person, you're not near that person, the person's iOS device is going to alert that individual of the presence of an AirTag. So that person will be aware that there is an AirTag within his or her proximity, and that would make that person know that there is an AirTag near them that is unauthorized, and the owner of the AirTag is not with them. That is the brilliant aspect of the AirTag. Now, that concludes that loop that Apple is trying to do, trying to make it more presentable, the item, make it wearable, make it consumer-driven, and all this makes it easy for people to locate things if they want to do it well and non-malicious, in a non-malicious way. But the fifth thing here, which is to protect the privacy of any individuals out there. I think this, while it may seem like the simplest product that Apple has rolled out in years, enables us to understand the philosophy of Apple as a company outright. And if there are other products out there, Tile, for instance, or any other products that helps you enable to track things, if it doesn't exemplify that whole privacy notion, I think they have a long way to go. And of course, while this product is a little bit bulky, I don't see Apple improving on the form factor anytime soon. I think they're going to stick with this size for many years to come. But at the same time, this is a good first step for us, the consumers, to be aware of the kind of privacy element that wearables can have and how wearables look in the near future. That's it. Thanks for watching.